Ovadia, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, continuing the very harsh nevuah against Esav, that only Ovadia, a descendant of Esav, is qualified to speak. We are seeing all of the things that Esav has done in the past and continues to do, rejoicing at our misfortune, participating in destroying us, stealing everything that was our possession, doing everything they can to enjoy the downfall of their own brother in a way that is different even from Yishmael, because the relationship between Yaakov and Esav is a generation closer. So it's your brother that you're oppressing. Ve'al tamod al haperek. You should not have stood up by the gap, the place where SKPs were trying to get out, the holes in the fence. Lahachris es pelitav, to cut off their fugitives. Think about what Germans did whenever they discovered, you know, Anne Frank hiding in an attic somewhere. I'm in a bad way about Anne Frank these days, because there's an off-Broadway production that is meant to be a modern satire of social media and progressivism and politics, and they call it Slam Frank. And so what they're doing is they're taking the story of the terrible story of the child, of the 12-year-old Anne Frank, and what she went through at the hands of the Germans before they murdered her, and they are making it into fodder for social commentary, fun, and musical, making fun of Hamilton, the musical. The best part is, of course, they have taken the character of Anne Frank and made her not Jewish, but made her Latinx, to show how modern people are much more oppressed than Jews were at the hands of the Nazis. It's filthy and disgusting, and a sign of, I believe, a New York theater industry, which I love. I go to Broadway shows all the time, but I haven't gone to one in 2 years. There's nothing to see. It's a downfall. It's a decline of the Roman Empire right now in the arts. Because, of course, anything having to do with Jews, Gaza, Zionism, anti-Semitism, all fits very much within their worldview. Gays for Hamas. I mean, you can't even imagine it. So take the Holocaust and make it a mockery. Great. Lachris es pelitav. But that's what these same goyim did. Of course, by the way, many of them are Jewish, but they have alienated themselves from their own roots. To cut off all of the survivors, the fugitives, the runaways, Valtasker Sarida Vyom Tsara, you should not have delivered up their survivors on the day of distress either, which of course is what happened to Anne Frank. Handed over by the very neighbors whom they hoped they could trust because they had been friends for years. Not such good friends. Just terrible. Standing by the crossroads to cut off runaways. The Ibn Ezra says Edom would inform the Babylonians which way the runaways went. And sometimes they would seize them, Radak says, and not permit them to run away. You'll pay too for that. Sorry for my rant about off-Broadway. Well, I'm not sure where that came from. Tezvav, ki karov yom Hashem al kol agoyim. And now, the thing that should make you most frightened. The day of God, over all of the goyim, over all of the nations, is close. Karov. Any minute now. Kasher al siso yeyase lach. As you have done, will be done to you. Gmulcha yashuv beroshecha. Your compensation is going to be returned upon your own head. And Ibn Ezra said, may this happen swiftly to everybody. Halevai. To see all of these nations get what's coming to them. Midah k'neged midah, a very important part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned the world. And we have to have faith that this will eventually come. Schar va'onesh is a key belief, says the Rambam, from the Ikarim, of what it means to have faith as a Jew. Malbim says gemulcha also goes to the intense emotion behind the act. The evil deeds themselves are bad enough, but the hatred and cruelty which filled your heart and incited your actions, you're going to get paid back for that as well. And that's the part that the nations that hate us would rather not think about and pretend won't happen. Tezayin ki kasher shesisem al har kodshi yishtu chalagayim tamid. Just as you drank on my holy mountain, all the nations will drink constantly, ever after. B'shasu v'la'u, and they will drink and be stunned. V'hayu kilohayu, and they will be as though they were not. So, once you, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holy mountain, on the Har HaKadosh, Yerushalayim, they drank over our destruction. They celebrated over our destruction. But the cup of affliction is where they are going to start to drink from and then not stop drinking from. The same cup that we had to drink from as everything fell apart around us. And they'll drink and be befuddled. They'll drink and be stunned and bewildered as if they are drunk into a stupor. Sometimes all of that suffering leaves you in an emotionally devastated place where you can't even deal. And your devastation will be so great that your land will be totally unrecognizable as if nobody had ever lived there at all. So Ibn Ezra says that this is the future Zmanei HaMashiach, which is what most of the Mefarshim say. But there's another vision that this is the time of Chizkiyahu, or events that occur at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. But bad times are waiting for Edom. Uvahar Tzion, says Pasuk Yizayin, tiyeh pleita. V'haya kodesh. And on Har Tzion there will be a remnant, no matter how much you tried to seize all the escapees. And no matter how much all the nations will be as if they had never existed, on Har Tzion there will be a remnant. So many Jews have died, continue to die during the Gullus. But there's a large remnant on Har Tzion. V'haya Kodesh, and it will be holy. V'yarshu v'es Yaakov esmo roshehem. And the house of Yaakov will inherit those who inherited them. All the possessions of the people who stole from us, who took everything from us, all of the Holocaust thefts of artworks and jewels and everything else of value that the Jewish people had. But sooner or later, we're going to inherit all of that back. And not just because some commission says that we deserve our stuff back after decades, a century of court cases where the original people who sued still aren't alive to get them back. Bad times are coming, but not for the Jewish people. For all of the haters, they're going to get theirs.